local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, here we go again. Another work week. A happy Monday to you. It's Pensacola right now, and this is News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything going on in the world today. That includes local, national, worldwide, pop culture, entertainment, funny stuff, and sports. We've got it all this afternoon. And Joe and Gracie with you here. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day weekend, despite some rough weather both Saturday and Sunday, but not nearly as bad as what we saw towards the end of last week. And, you know, we're still monitoring. We're still keeping our eye on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, taking a look at the active warnings. Of course, weather at the top of everybody's mind right now, and things getting a little bit busy out in the Atlantic. More on that coming up here in just a moment. We'll start with our top three stories today, and just an absolutely bizarre story out in the Atlantic, in the North Atlantic, where a British billionaire is among the five people that are missing on board a mini sub that's used to explore the wreck of the Titanic. Hamish Harding's family says he's on the vessel that has gone missing in the icy cold depths of the Atlantic. As of this morning, the Coast Guard is actively searching for the submarine.
Search both the surface of the water, search from the air, and then launch equipment that would enable us to detect any vessels under the water.
So that's the Coast Guard there. The expedition is ran by U.S.-based OceanGate Expeditions, and it was launched from the coast of Newfoundland. The Coast Guard says that the submarine has enough oxygen to last for about 72 hours. So a race against the clock here, trying to find the submarine and the people that are inside. Just I can't imagine being on that submarine. There's a lot of things that I will do. Being on a submarine is not one of them. I'm sorry, but hoping for the best. Coast Guard, a lot of agencies involved in the search here for the submarine. You know, this is one of those high-cost, touristy-type excursions where, you know, you pay $50,000 a seat or perhaps higher for this submarine to take you down to the wreckage of the Titanic, and just terrible situation there. Speaking of potentially terrible situations, the National Hurricane Center now says that a disturbance tracking towards the Caribbean has a 100% chance of developing into a tropical system. The area of low pressure is located roughly midway between Africa and the Lesser Antilles. Forecasters say they could start issuing advisories on a tropical depression later on today. So we told you about this last week. Towards the middle of last week, that there was a wave coming off the coast of Africa that forecasters were giving a pretty high chance of developing over the next week. We are now into that next week, and it's 100% chance. Now, remains to be seen whether this thing's going to go towards Puerto Rico, if it's going to kind of squeeze its way into the Caribbean, maybe into the Gulf. Way too early to tell on that, but it's important to have your guard up at this point, as it's the Atlantic hurricane season. Bit unusual, though, as most storms like this would form in the Gulf this early on in the Atlantic hurricane season. So this one a bit off season in terms of how early we're seeing this wave develop. But unusually, warm waters in the Atlantic are fueling this. So we're going to pay close attention to this. And oh, by the way, there's one right behind it, too, that is seeing an increased chance of formation into a named storm over the next several days. Well, at 4:16 right now, we'll check in with Gracie for the first time this week. Gracie, how are the roads looking? And a check of the weather, please.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not causing any delays. There's no accidents at the moment to keep your eyes out for. So we are looking good on the roads. Weather, kind of a different story. We still do have a flood watch in effect until 1 a.m. tonight. So that is going to be causing That is going to be going on until 1 a.m. And we do have light rain all throughout Pensacola as heavy rain is going throughout Biloxi, Pascagoula, making its way into Mobile right now. So that is causing some light rain throughout our area, and we may be seeing some heavier rain coming later. So just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the roads, always just feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together, and it's time for History of the Blue Angels. Blue Angels history is brought to you by Service Matters Realty.
In 1953, the Blue Angels were scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F9F Panther, the F9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line-abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F9-F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F9-F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Hite, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F9F8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Pete Morgan of Service Matters Realty and Property Management. I am a 1981 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I served 25 years in the U.S. Navy. As an aviator, I know what it takes to achieve the excellence that is required to fly with the Blue Angels. As a helicopter pilot, I flew support missions or Blue Angels air shows. The ethos of the Blue Angels and Service Matters Realty and Property Management are the same. Honor, courage, commitment. If you're looking to buy or sell or need property management, talk to us. ServiceMattersRE.com.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth, aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future. And the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Happy Monday. It is Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Just shy of 425, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to the rest of our headlines. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. So we are looking good despite bad weather. We do have some light rain all throughout Pensacola. We have extremely heavy weather throughout Biloxi, Pascagoula, Mobile that is causing the rain throughout our area. So just keep that in mind. And we still have a flood watch in effect through tonight until 1 a.m. 90% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 73. It's 77 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together, and this is brought to you by Bobby Lakers Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
And again, no active thunderstorm watches or warnings, just a flood warning there. And News Radio ThreatNet radar does show some light rain falling in Pensacola right now. The heavy stuff is now kind of moving off of the coast around Biloxi and Mobile out into the Gulf. There are some more stronger cells in southern Alabama, ranging from Dothan all the way over to the state line north of Saraland there. So right now here in Pensacola, not seeing too much by way of rain and thunderstorms. So we'll certainly hope that stays that way through the afternoon and evening hours. Taking a look at some local and statewide headlines here before we hit the Fox News update. We heard from Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson on the Pensacola Morning News today, and kind of sounds like an admission of sorts that it is possible that there may not be any charges coming in the investigation into Nico Hibachi restaurant in Pace.
If somebody went inside, tampered with something, and if you don't have cameras on the food source and things like that, then it's going to be hard to prove.
The last week, investigators questioned and cleared one employee. And so for now, the sheriff's office, as well as other agencies, are continuing to look into what happened, saying that the restaurant has been fully cooperative since the start, since seven people were taken to the hospital after their food was contaminated with meth. Pretty sad story, sad individual who would do this. The Miracle League was burglarized over the weekend. The sheriff's office says the Miracle League's building on Nine Mile Road made off with some of their mission-critical tools, including a miter saw, air compressor, blower, hand tools, and other items. The tools are used to help prepare their facilities to help the children play baseball. If you have any information on the burglary or suspects that were responsible, you're asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Well, a little bit more drama in Santa Rosa County this morning, centered around the appointments of a registered Democrat to the Marine Advisory Committee. To this morning, Pasco Gibson, who was the former chair of that committee, told Santa Rosa County Commissioners that he had not resigned, but was rather removed from the position following Alford's appointment. Commissioner James Calkins then made a motion to reinstate him to the committee, and that failed after nobody seconded, which led to this comment.
Let the record be shown that a good, qualified Republican was fired and a Democrat was replacing a Republican.
So, of course, now this is about the third straight week that there has been some drama surrounding this appointment, whether it's been between Commissioner Calkins and Kerry Smith or Kerry Smith and members of the public. And now some more drama unfolding here this morning. Commissioner Smith, who appointed Alford, said back on May 25th that Gibson's, quote, schedule gets very challenging to him. And now further revealed that Gibson would often not attend committee meetings, leading to a lack of quorum, thus necessitating the change. A look around the state of Florida. Of course, the big story that the state of Florida needs to have our eyes on is the disturbance now moving towards becoming a depression and stronger as the days goes on. Now 100% chance of developing into a tropical system. Elsewhere in the state, insurance adjusters still are adding up the damage from Hurricane Ian. The state's Office of Insurance Regulation is now reporting nearly $17 billion in insured losses on close to 740,000 claims.
Also, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is confirming the first case of the chronic wasting disease in the state. It was detected in a white-tailed deer that was struck and killed by a vehicle in Holmes County. The fatal disease affects the brain and the central nervous system of not just deer, but elk and moose as well. And Florida is the most recent of 31 states that have detected this disease, which is also confirmed in Canada, Finland, Norway, Sweden, and South Korea.
Florida law enforcement teams at the southern border say they're still having success in dealing with bad guys. To date, they've made contact with over 10,000 undocumented migrants, and they've made over 600 arrests, charges ranging from human smuggling, a suspect with a capital murder warrant, and an MS-13 gang member currently on the U.S. terror watch list. Over the weekend, Florida team seized over 230 pounds of drugs worth about $184,000. 4:30 right now, Fox News update is coming up. We'll be back with a lot more national headlines that they don't get to. It's Pensacola right now on a Monday at News Radio 92.3.
Tom Graham. President Biden will be meeting with tech leaders and environmental groups in California today. He'll also be doing some fundraising as his campaign heats up.
Environmental and green energy groups contributed millions of dollars to help get him elected, and he's now rewarding them for that help. The president has steered $370 billion in subsidies to green energy projects through his climate and infrastructure laws.
Fox's Grady Trimble there. Former President Donald Trump weighing in on the boxes of class classified material he kept at his South Florida home, including potential Iranian war plans.
So like every other president, I take things out. And in my case, I took it out pretty much in a hurry, but people packed it up and we left.
Trump sitting down with an interview with Fox's Brett Baer. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's wedding season, and yes, those celebrations are back in full force, but costs are up. Wedding planning site Zola says the average cost of a wedding nationally is $29,000, up $1,000 from last year due to inflation and demand exceeding supply of wedding-related goods and services. Weddings in some cities, of course, greatly exceed the national average. It costs about $43,500 to host a wedding in New York City and $37,300 in San Francisco. Sam's Club is expanding its supply chain network as it looks to build on recent e-commerce sales growth by speeding up order fulfillment while cutting shipping costs. The warehouse club chain owned by Walmart said it would open 5 new highly automated fulfillment centers this year and about 14 to 16 warehouses in total over the next 5 years. Sam's also plans to open 30 more stores that will include space to handle more e-commerce orders. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Phoenix Suns traded for Bradley Beal, forming a new super team in Phoenix. But I'm not a huge believer in this combo. Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker are all incredible players who've been plagued by health concerns. With a team this top-heavy, who will fill in when the inevitable injuries happen? I'm Maggie Gray.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights, open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world.
Laser Invasion.
Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your ticket at Ticketmaster.com.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211, a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs, warm vocals, an infectious groove, and fresh sound. This week at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Monday afternoon on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. A little bit late to traffic on the fives. We are going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get started for the rest of this hour. On the roads, we're actually looking pretty good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98 running smoothly. If you do see something causing delays on the roads, you see an accident, maybe have some details, feel free to call in or text in. You can call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
We are stuck in a weather pattern with cloudy weather, rainy weather, and at times strong thunderstorms. Looks like this isn't breaking up anytime soon either. Super high rain chances basically continue all week long and even into the weekend. Sometimes these storms pop up, bring flooding rains as well as severe storms. That's what we're going to continue to watch for. We've got a flood watch in effect. Occasionally we're seeing warnings. And along the coast, we have deadly rip currents occurring now. Red flags are flying. The Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
From the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have light rain throughout the west side of Pensacola, as well as just creeping its way through Navarre and Pensacola Beach. We have heavy rain right now in like Gulfport, Biloxi, Pascagoula area that looks like it's moving southbound into the coast, but we'll keep an eye on any heavy rain that is coming into our listening area. We do have a flood watch in effect until 1 a.m. tonight. It is 77 and raining in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, and looking, there's a pretty strong cell that's, I would say, directly north of Mobile right now, and that looks like it's going to come into Pensacola, Navarre area, just kind of cut right through, I would say, in the next hour and a half. So, just being mindful there and getting you up to speed on what we are seeing here. By the way, Gracie, good weekend for you?
Yeah, very relaxing. You couldn't really do much with it looking like it was going to rain every second. But
yeah.
How was your Father's Day?
Father's Day was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I took so many pictures. My first Father's Day, so special. And, it was a day, really, that I had been really just thinking about and dreaming about, for several months, even before my daughter was born. I bought her a little pair of Jordan shoes to match mine to wear on Father's Day. They fit perfectly.
Oh, yay.
And so we took lots of pictures in our matching shoes, and just amazing. Had a wonderful lunch at Rodizio. And then I woke up this morning at about 7 o'clock because I needed to get that chip tooth, that broken tooth from Friday, taken care of. So I did that, and half my mouth was numbed up, and that's how I spent about half the shift today doing it. But I am the bastion of commitment and professionalism, and I soldiered on, and listeners would have heard anything otherwise. So that's how my last 24 hours has gone there. National news headlines now as we press on, again, continuing to watch the weather here. Not seeing any active warnings or watches even for thunderstorms. We'll see if that changes here in the next 45 minutes to an hour, though, as some stronger storms are moving their way southeastward in southern Mississippi right now. So we'll just keep an eye on that. It was a pretty early for us news conference today from Secretary of State Antony Blinken as he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today.
Both the United States and China have an obligation to manage this relationship responsibly. Doing so serves the best interests of the United States, of China, indeed, of the world.
So that was at about 6 o'clock in the morning our time. China, though, and the U.S. talking about working to stabilize their relationship. However, China did reject an offer to set up a direct military line of communication between Washington and Beijing, which has been a priority goal for the Biden administration.
Also, in national headlines, five people are dead and a dozen are injured following a violent weekend in the U.S. More than 20 people were shot, one death that at a gathering near Chicago. Other shootings claimed victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on police barricades.
FBI and multiple agencies investigating after dozens of letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. More than 90 such letters had been reported around the state. ABC reports the substances tested aren't considered explosive nor a biohazard.
Also, more severe weather is on the way for parts of the country to start off the week. More than 200,000 people in Oklahoma were in the dark after severe weather left a tornado-level damage over the weekend. Meanwhile, excess and hot weather or heat warnings are in place for Monday in Louisiana and Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas.
The sentencing phase in the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial in Pittsburgh will start next Tuesday. The jury late last week returned guilty verdicts on all 63 counts. Robert Bowers was convicted in the shooting deaths of 11 people back in October of 2018.
Also, federal officials are deeply troubled after the Israeli government plans for more than 4,000 new houses, housing units in West Bank. The State Department says that U.S. Opposes this action to make the two-state solution more difficult to achieve. And Israel's government announced the changes to settle housing process this week, which will make it easier for Israel to increase its settlements on the West Bank.
Sports headlines here before we get to traffic and weather together on the fives. Draymond Green is expected to decline his player option of over $27 million and will enter free agency, where he can talk to the Warriors, explore free agency, or perhaps look into some sign and trade deals. The NBA draft is in New York on Thursday at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The Spurs have the number one pick, and they will take Victor Wembanyama from France. Alabama's Brandon Miller and G League Ignite's Scoot Henderson are expected to round out the top three. College World Series really getting into good action over the weekend. Saw some incredible games there. Currently, right now, just final, Tennessee beating Stanford 6-4. That one was an elimination game, so Tennessee unseeded will advance. And a big one on tap starting at 6 o'clock on ESPN as Wake Forest will take on LSU. Both sides unbeaten. Wake Forest is the one seed. LSU is number five. Florida in another semifinal, so maybe we'll get an all-SEC College World Series championship series, but still plenty of games to go on that. 4:45 right now. We'll pause and get a local look at the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. Weather, we could have a different story for later this evening. We do still have that flood watch in effect. That's going to be in effect until 1 a.m. tonight with a low of 73 and 90% chance of rain. And the ThreatNet radar, we do have light rain throughout Pensacola. We do have a heavy severe weather. That's that's going to be right now in the Biloxi-Pascagoula area. That looks like it's going to be missing us and moving southbound, but we do have some more clusters of heavy rain throughout the Jackson area, as well as Grove Hill. It's just north of Mobile. That looks like it's coming kind of southeast towards Pensacola, so we definitely will be keeping an eye on that, as that most likely is going to bring heavier rain for us throughout the rest of this evening. If you see anything else on the roads or you have any updates, feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes. Hackers are threatening to leak 80 gigabytes of confidential data from Reddit. The Black Cat ransomware gang claims they stole the information during a breach back in February, according to a post on the dark web. The post says they demanded $4.5 million in exchange for them deleting the data, but received no response.
And soldiers who pass the old U.S. Navy body fat test may fail the new one. Many have criticized the old tape test that measures around a man's neck and abdomen and a woman's neck, waist and hips, as outdated and inaccurate. Now, all soldiers of any gender must all be taped around the navel to calculate their body fat.
One of the building blocks of life discovered 700 million miles away on Saturn's moon. Scientists from the Southwest Research Institute are calling this a major step towards in the search for extraterrestrial beings.
We're starting to find places in the solar system where liquid water has been found, and we're wondering, could these environments be habitable and support life?
Chris Glean says the team found phosphorus in ice samples taken from the moon's ocean. The chemical element is essential for the creation of DNA, and he says the next step is going back to that moon to see if the habitable ocean is actually inhibited. What do you think?
Is that where ET lives?
I think that's where the aliens in Las Vegas came from.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe the storm alien that we later thought and confirmed was a Chinese, call it? The Chinese lantern. I'm still holding out hope that it was actually a UFO in the lightning storm that came from the moon of Saturn.
I'm just saying there's been a lot of alien stories, and so I might be turning to
the reason why we include them so much.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, let's get to other stories. SEC and Binance are agreeing to avoid a full freeze of the platform and keep American customers' assets in the U.S. It comes from an ongoing lawsuit filed by the SEC accused of crypto company and conducting an illegal security exchange. According to this consent order, all assets from Binance platform will remain protected in the U.S. and won't move offshore.
And some pop culture notes. Meghan Markle allegedly faked interviews on her podcast Archetypes. Is it Archetypes? Archetypes are a resident British royal expert.
I don't know either.
All right. Well, Pod News said the show's interviews were done by Markle's staff and the audio of her voice asking questions was edited in later. Oof. The podcast was a part of Archwell Media, which she and her husband, Prince Harry, own. They recently decided to part ways with Spotify after apparently not producing enough podcasts to earn their $20 million contract.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about this. I obviously didn't even know the name of the podcast, but I heard that I guess they had like kind of a deal, but they only put out 12 podcasts. Yeah. So for $20 million, I don't know if they ended up getting all of it, but it seems like 12 podcasts shouldn't equal $20 million. We'll see. In other pop culture news, a 27-year-old New Jersey man has been charged with assault for allegedly throwing a cell phone at Bebe Rexha at her show in New York City. The video from the incident at a rooftop pier at Pier 17 shows the cell phone being chucked from the crowd and hitting the 33-year-old I'm Good singer in the face before she falls to her knees. She gave an update today on her Instagram.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Of course. Of course she did.
Yeah.
4:50, we'll take a break, come back, a look at some wacky, weird, and just plain funny stuff and good news to finish out hour number one on a Monday. It's Pensacola Right Now, and this is News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We're going to get to the wacky and weird stories in just a bit, as well as ending on some good news. But let's get a quick look at traffic and weather together, just shy of 455. Our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major delays. 9th Avenue, north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola, nothing to slow you down throughout Milton and Pace. Highway 90 is moving without any major slowdowns. But if you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call in to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have a lot of light rain all throughout Pensacola right now. And we do have some areas just north of our listening area that has some severe weather. It looks like it's moving towards us. So just north of Mobile and Saraland, there is some heavy rain and thunderstorms right now. That's going to be throughout Jackson, Alabama, as well as Frisco City, also showing some, you know, just scattered thunderstorms. And it looks like it's moving southeast towards Pensacola. So we obviously are going to be keeping an eye on that and just keep keep in mind we may be seeing some heavy rain in just a bit here. But for right now, we are looking good. Flood watch is in effect tonight. That's going to end at 1 a.m. tonight. It's 77 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When you need a plumber, make sure that you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, National Hurricane Center just putting out advisories for what is now Tropical Storm Brett. Max sustained winds right now 40 miles per hour. Taking a look at the cone, and obviously this thing is subject to change every hour, but right now the forecasted cone has it strengthening into a hurricane as of about early, about 2 a.m. Thursday morning, maybe even late Wednesday night. And then by Saturday afternoon, losing strength back into a tropical storm, and then going into the Dominican Republic, making landfall at the Dominican Republic. So again, that's where things are standing right now. But again, just letting you know that it is now Tropical Storm Brett with sustained winds of 40 miles per hour as we're continuing to monitor the tropics as well as the system that is more so in our immediate vicinity. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Finishing with some wacky, weird stuff and good news. Restaurant servers, Gracie, are coming clean about the weirdest request that they've ever gotten from customers. And here are some of the top responses. A woman wanted bone-in wings, a fairly normal request, but asked if the chef could remove all the bones for her.
Wacky. Like, he has time to do that, or she does.
Or like, you why? Just get boneless wings.
Yeah, why? I don't get it. The lettuce one is what got me.
Let's hear it.
A woman sent her grilled chicken salad back because it was cold. So they took it back and they cooked up the chicken more. She sent it back again because the salad itself was cold. She wouldn't eat it until they microwaved the lettuce. Okay, psychopath.
Yes. Also, a couple didn't want their empty plates bust yet until the guy could lick them first. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, and other wacky stuff. Out of North Carolina, a fishing crew has been denied a $3.5 million tournament prize. This was after the massive marlin that they reeled in was disqualified. Officials at Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament said that the 619-pound fish was disallowed because it appeared that it had been mutilated by sharks. Another crew ended up winning the tournament. They landed a 484-pound blue marlin.
Yeah, and
how's that?
I mean,
why
is? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a professional angler, so I mean, I don't know why it would be their fault that the marlin was brutalized by sharks. So I don't know why that would disqualify them, but. I mean, I guess rules are rules.
Yeah.
Finally, the most meaningful Father's Day gift was probably what Abel Pineda gave to his dad, Manuel. Take a listen to this.
Literally, there's a part of me in him just as there's a part of him in me. How lucky are we that the liver is something that completely regenerates? Part of being a living donor is that you get to expedite the process for someone to receive a transplant.
So Manuel needed a liver transplant, but was way down on the list. So his son, Abel, the mayor of San Pablo, California, lost 50 pounds in 3 months, so he was able to donate the right lobe of his liver to save his dad's life. Very cool story there. 4:59 right now. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll see you in 12 minutes for another look at everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1.